101.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Sunny Side. We're talking Ember Month superstition. Do you believe in the Ember Month superstition? Do you think it does work? Has it worked for you before? What happened? And do you hold Ember Month special prayer sessions to ward off the thirsty Ember Month spirits, as some people believe? 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or the female caller line 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you. I do not believe in the popular Ember Month story. That is because every month is the same. January is the same for me as December, as July, as September, as any other month. So that is it. And I think so far, because of what I've come to understand, the Ember Month story is an ideology that is being sold by our papas and the Lord, the Geos, Amomi Geos. Of course, this is a time to raise extra money in the name of deceiving and putting ideas into the mind or the head of their followers who are easily gullible, who go about and start thinking, or in fact, sowing fear into their mind. You know, and in the name of this year, they can start sowing seeds that they know, Gabi, all these things. It is God that we judge at the end of the day, because they know some people are using that platform called church to do what they are doing. Why? Because others are using other means. Those that want to use church, they use church. Those that want to use the express road, they use the express road. They all want to use another medium to do. So that is, Ember Month is one of the ideas that you can use in perpetuating that ideology.
Wow,
so that's
really?
How it is for me.
Okay. Thank you very much for your thought.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
Welcome back to the Sunny Side. So we're going to continue our conversation about the Ember Months in Nigeria especially. So if you missed out earlier on the conversation, we're talking about the Ember Months. There is a superstition that is attached to September, October, November, and December. It is believed that these months come with a certain thirst for tragedy. Accidents happen more in these Ember Months, according to people who believe it. People die more, bad things happen more to people, you know. And these are myths that have been held on to for years and years and years. So the question I'm asking on this hour is, do you believe in the Ember Month superstition? Have you ever experienced any of the tragedies that a lot of people believe come with the Ember Month superstition? 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or the female caller line 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I don't believe in superstition of Ember Month. It all depends on the way you condition your mind. Hello, Gazi.
Okay.
Yes. If you are living a life of competing with people, you run into trouble. Just be yourself. if you get drunk and then drive on the highway, you get accident. You see, it's embalmed. Embalmed doesn't have any business with alcohol in the motorbike. So, and embalmed doesn't have any business with a man who is contented with what he has.
Mm.
You know, there's one other thing about embalmed. Most persons want to go home with the highest car to show his people how he has recorded progress in town. Hello.
Mm.
Hello. That is why you see a lot of people involving themselves in fetish things. Some people will turn to vulture. I think it was one certain Christmas that in rain. Mad world they lay somewhere. People turn to vulture.
Like literally turning into vultures?
Because they are looking for money. They are desperate for money.
Wow.
They want to go home during Christmas to show how wealthy they are. Uh-huh. So people should be themselves and be content with what they have. Chimbroma.
All right, Chimbroma. Thank you very much for that. Brown from GRA. Good afternoon.
Gabby, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you. I really appreciate this talk. But me personally, I don't believe in all this embalmment of the thing.
Okay.
I don't believe on it because the reasons are, even the scriptures help us to understand that that unforeseen occurrence befalls all of us. When somebody is at the wrong place at the wrong time, something bad can happen to that person. Then the person will attribute it to that month. It's never like that because this month of September, October, November, and December, accidents do happen. Yes, people do die. People get into different type of trouble. It is also similar to other months before this month of September, October, November. January, February, March, and other months. The same similar bad things happen to people. Then why is it that people will not attribute it to a particular time? That because it is within this month. They will not attribute it. I think the reasons why this is happening is just how people condition their mind. And besides, within this month, people, you know, try to meet up. Like they say, it is meeting up. People try to involve themselves into different kind of things in order for them to meet up and show that they have arrived for the year. This year did not just go by them without them achieving anything. So they want to use this remaining 4 months to meet up their target. By so doing, some fall into different prey. Okay? So that is what I find out. So, but I don't attribute it to that the month has a special this thing in people's life. I don't believe on that. I don't.
Thank you very much, Brown, for your thoughts. Chris is also calling from GRA. Good afternoon, Chris.
Yeah, good afternoon, Debbie.
Good afternoon.
Just like the immediate caller mentioned, it's a thing of the mind. A lot of people want to accomplish within the last 4 months what they couldn't accomplish from January. And so you find there is pressure both internal and external, and then those who believe in getting their dreams accomplished through inordinate means will involve themselves in all kinds of practices. And then you have the fact that in this part of the world, people hardly go on holidays, and the only holiday they know at the end of the year is the Christmas holiday, which attracts people to their various localities and villages. So the roads that are full and the tendency for the transporters to rush to make more money than they had made from January increases, and that causes a lot of accidents on the road. So it's a thing of the mind. If the individuals can tell themselves the truth and condition themselves, discipline themselves, there is no special spirit going around and masquerading to create trouble during the Ember month. It's just the human behavior and activity and expectations that is at work here. Then, talking about the men of God, I don't think genuine men of God are exploiting that. What they are doing is that they are telling people, listen, you don't need to kill yourself this period. Many people are going to be rushing. Many people are going to be doing certain things. So take caution. Be careful. And then plan for your next year. The church to which I belong to, the pastor will do a teaching and tell you, you have school fees to pay by January. Don't go and waste it in the village. You have rent to pay. Don't go and waste it in the village during the Christmas and all those. So he prepares you ahead of January. So you don't see the difference between the Ember month and the rest of the year, the months of the year. So it's a matter of the people's mind.
I see. Chris, thank you. Thank you so much for your thoughts. Let's speak to John. Good afternoon, John. Oh, apologies, John. Lost your call there. Do all to call back. Huh. Do you agree with the previous caller, Chris? Call in 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. Let's take some comments on WhatsApp. We'll get back to the phone lines shortly. Keep your calls coming through. Okay, that is enough for this conversation. This message here says, still raining. Oh my goodness. Elephants and tigers. Wow. In Room Illumini, Newton Ikere, his earlier message says, it is exactly what you say. It's superstition. The only difference between these last 4 months of the year and the rest is that they end with ER. As for people who prey on the gullibility of the uninformed to milk them dry by organizing special prayer sessions, make them continue. In summary, know God for yourself, Newton Ekere. Thank you very much, Newton, for that. Let's speak to Moses. Good afternoon, Moses.
Hello, good afternoon. How are you?
Very well. Go ahead.
All right. This Ember mountain that has become so deep into the minds of people. It was an idea of somebody. Somebody started it. And what led to this is fear. Fear is a major factor that drives people into forming ideas and ideologies that are turned the world inside out. The question I ask is, is being worried and the things are not the same. The things that happen within these 4 months, when they happen January, February, and March, this is even as we say, Happy New Month. What was it that happened last month? It cannot happen now that we are wishing Happy New Month. We tend to, because we are driven with fear, we tend to create all manner of ideas in our heart, and then they become a burden and a problem to us. Like one of the callers said, if I refuse to go home during Christmas to show my people that I have arrived, will anybody arrest me for that? It's just a thing of the mind. Today, unfortunately, even the church has turned this into all kinds of things. 21 days of this and that for Ember month. You know, these are crazy things we do that. I don't know, sometimes even God is happy with all the things we do. We mount up these spiritual pressures on our lives rather than paying attention to those things that will help us. Those basic things we should do. Can't you listen to your heart as an individual? As you know, I want to go to Abba, and my heart says, don't go. And I refuse to stay back. And I'm back on that journey and something happens. And I say, it's Ember month. So let people should just sit down, pay attention to what God is saying in their heart. Because I believe that God speaks to everybody. God talks to everybody. If you are silent a little bit and listen to the voice in your heart, the voice that is of God within you. You won't have problem with all this Bamon thing. I don't believe it. And I pray God never to allow me to practice it. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. John is back, I believe. I think it's the same John, I want to assume, from Imola. Good afternoon, John. Oh, must be the same one, because there he goes again. There he goes again. 0817-923-0002-0003-0007-0009. Good afternoon. Hello?
Good
afternoon. Anonymous, hello. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I've heard a lot of your callers talk about superstition and all that. I want to ask them, do they believe in witchcraft powers and occasions? Even the Bible says, I think Psalm 74, verse 8 or so, you see, they have respect unto the covenant. Because the dark places of the earth are full of the habitation of wickedness and cruelty. So our world has become so wicked that people do many diabolic things and all that. Now, if you don't believe in particles in the air, that does not mean that there are no particles in the air. What you don't believe true does not mean it doesn't exist.
0817-923-0002-0003-0007-0009. Good afternoon.
Hello?
Yes, good afternoon.
Yes, I'm doing this because my sister from Orange, my name is Ebony.
Go ahead.
There's something called Mbamon. I believe in Mbamon. My parents told me about Mbamon. Even though some of us now we are misunderstanding the narrative, but I will tell you that there's something called Mbamon, like the man that just called before the two last callers. He just said it all. People are destined to make it. He just foremost to X-Mas, especially from the South Sea. He wants to go home and show people that he's made it. I might not be the one that is destined. A destined bus driver might just hit my car while I'm on my own at the roadside. I don't know if you understand me. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, so when they say the Mbamon is there, it's not as if there is any type connected in any highway to some blood or anything, no. What they are telling us is that some persons that don't understand this thing, that are destined to go home, X-Mas time, the remaining 4 months of the year to go and show up, they might be the one to just put into that trouble that you are avoiding. You might not be the one to cause the trouble. That's why you see series of accidents. Some persons are genuinely going for their business, but the bus driver wants to go 10 times and come back from here to where he wants to go and come back and come down. There you see the accident everywhere on the road. Some persons, too, might just want to come and tell you, let's do business. You know, who knows they want to dupe you? They are just desperate to make that money because X-Mas will soon come. It doesn't mean that we are, even when someone talks about pastors, when pastors say, come, let's pray for you. They are not praying for you because there is anything that will suck your blood. It's just that persons that don't have the understanding that want to make it by fire, by fire, they might be the ones to just plan this problem that they are talking about. So it's not as if everybody is desperate or there is anything there. It's just that some persons are desperate and they might just affect the innocent ones. So there is something called Mbamon. I believe in Mbamon. Troubles, temptations, pressure is more during the remaining 4 months of the year than any other month. I believe on number month. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much for your thoughts. Let's speak to Clement from NTA. King is also on the line from Eagle Island. Good afternoon, Clement.
Okay. There is nothing called number month. Nothing. Number month is just a normal month. It's like what the Bible talk about worshiping God. It's not meant for Sundays. So you cannot say Sundays alone is meant to worship God, even though that is on that topic for another day. So Mbamon is more or less like any other month. So what somebody call and say the pastor encouraged them to be prudent in their finance and all that, because there are bills to pay. They shouldn't be under pressure. It is an ideology to put in the head of gullible members, to put them in fear, because of course we are in a country, we're in Africa now. We know how we get these representative religions. It was updated in fear, and that fear continues to today. Was there Umbermont in the 80s? Somebody should come and answer me. Was there Umbermont in the 80s? Is it not the same planet Earth that we are? Why is there no Umbermont in America? Why is there no Umbermont in Afghanistan or in Dubai and all that? Why is it only in Nigeria that you have Umbermont? So that this is the ideology that they are pushing, not like Umbermont, I beg.
Okay. Good afternoon.
Sorry, my sister. The way people are desperate for wealth in the 70s and early 80s is not the same thing now. The way people want to show off during Xmas time in the 80s is not the same thing now. And there's no pastor that will tell you bring money for Umbermont or anything. They will tell you pray over yourself and your family, because now people are desperate. Accident and everything about, I will not ask you to bring money. I'm not a church person, but I will say, don't ask to bring money. They will just tell you, pray and cover yourself. You're going out and studying it. That's what they tell you. Nobody is asking for money. But talking about 80, the way people are desperate for wealth, desperate to show that arrived now and then is not the same. So that comparison is not here nor there. Thank you.
So is it that desperation that is causing for these bad things to happen?
Yes, now. You did not come home with anything. In the situation of the bus driver, you want to go to where? Normally, January, you go to but now you want to go five. You just speed. In the destination. You go to where parents no longer ask people how you make money. All they want to know is one every legit look. And my evil brothers will understand what I'm saying. The destination of then and now, before now, we're used to you. Your parents ask you, who gives you this money? But it's money. But how many parents ask you, who gives people more money this time around? Somebody selling in Port Harcourt that is not selling anything, will be building a house. The parents will be doing Thanksgiving. Parents no longer ask questions. They no longer ask how you get. So all they know is that they give, and that's it. So the destination of then and now is not the same. Growing up, you bring up your friends to tell you, send it back. I don't know who gave you this thing. How does this thing happen? So the expression of then and now is not the same. And please, pastors don't ask of money. Some will tell you, pray over yourself and your family. Because of all these desperate people, you don't know what they will run in on you and just cause problems for you. That's why the pastor's coming. There is something causing the money. We want to tell our family, please.
All right. Thank you very much for your thoughts. On that note, to wrap the conversation up.